previously on Inside Scoop.
That's it. It's just physical, and this is what you're going to get.
Yeah, she's on the wrong show. Yeah. Try banging in the Bahamas.
Yeah. John looked a little upset that his life had been turned upside
down.
Yeah,
that was pretty crappy what Patrick and Thais did.
It was crappy what he did to them.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that you have to return the favor.
Right.
They weren't wrong.
No, but they did completely sabotage any chances he had of making this work. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé Inside Scoop, volume number 185. We're going to talk about single life, diaries, Gabe and Isabel, Angela and Michael, Nicole and Mahmoud. And maybe some speculation about some changes on HEA pinned because of all the other things we're going to talk about behind the Inside Scoop wall. I think from the start, single life, what did you think about Tyrae and his date? She seemed a bit out there for him.
Yeah.
Wide open. But she said she went to undergrad school and had a master's degree. Mm-hmm. And she was just down there doing whatever.
And then he was a big, lovable teddy bear.
And he is, right?
So, you know.
The thought of the warmth, right? The thought of dancing in a club in New Orleans. I know I'm old, but that just strikes me as...
hot.
Yeah. Like sweaty. And I'm guessing if I was at a club and you're meeting people, mm-hmm. I'd like a shower as you're leaving the club. Is there something we can do about this? Because everybody in here smells like a 15-year-old boy.
Ew.
Right. And it's in the club. Maybe we're just not as primal, right, as we were. You what did you say? It was, I think we were talking about something with your therapy and just, you know, just general deodorant and somebody's scent and why you have scent.
Yeah.
And I think maybe...
to attract a mate.
In the caveman time...
And I'm
time,
like, no.
In the caveman time, body hair and sweat combined for your own personal aura.
Yes.
Let's call it. Mm-hmm. This day and age, like not to have your aura.
Your own personal repulsion.
I like your scent to be mixed with Moonlight Path.
Yes.
This would be good. This would be better for everybody.
Yes. More like replaced by.
Tyrae's confidence is improving, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely.
Are we pleased with his growth as...
Well, I mean, it's almost too far. He was like... You know,
all right.
Kiss, kiss.
Right, you want these beads?
It's going to cost you.
I think everyone on social media noticed, like what you did. No, you're not one to notice background stuff. Just not how you watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't help but notice the beads bouncing from one person to the next.
In
one
the
color.
Side interviews and stuff,
So we understand... production's problem. Maybe production was in the club too partying. And so they really didn't know. I was happy though. I'm really pleased with Tyrae getting out there. And once you get some confidence, I think it starts to grow. I think it'll be success for him eventually.
I hope.
Because he's going to find the right person.
Yeah, he deserves a happy ending.
Mm-hmm. Like Natalie.
I mean, I hope she has a happy ending,
right.
But I can't imagine the person that she wouldn't drive absolutely batty.
I'm thinking as she's sitting in there with her mom, looking at this Harvard biography that somebody wrote, all she's thinking about is how do I find this man?
Well, yeah, that's why they said, well, you don't get to ever meet them. And she's like, oh, well, I'm not interested then. It's not personal at all. It's completely anonymous.
You know she would track it. She would take that letter, pick it apart, hire a private investigator, and go hunt the man down.
Of course.
And then stalk him.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I have your child. And you
don't
have
you
to...
want to support him? And me?
This is her.
I'm new to this country, and I have no place to live with your child.
Where there should possibly be a psychological evaluation, yes. And go, this is not somebody we probably want to deal with.
Yeah.
This is going to be a problem for everyone.
Yes.
From this day forward. Maybe you should go home and talk about it with your mom.
And of course, this is where she's going to go back to Michael and ask if he wants to have a kid with her.
He's just got to back out.
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously.
This is a, yeah.
And because they're still married, there's no, like, they can't do like an arrangement where they sign a contract where she gives up all responsibility for him, for the kid. I mean, they can't just like have a generic agreement and make it legal because they're married. He is responsible.
And I don't think Mike would do that.
No, I don't
Mike's
think he
got
would
his
either.
Flaws, but I don't think that's one of them.
Right.
I think he would be a responsible parent.
Yeah, he'd want to be involved.
Son-in-law, uh-huh. All those things that Mike does, he would continue to do.
Right, because otherwise, why would he continue to give her the time of day?
Can I buy a husband? I get it. I know this IVF thing, and maybe it's $30,000 to $40,000, but can I pay an extra $10,000 and get a husband too? Is that possible? You know, she's just thinking she's going to find him.
I'm planning to pay for this was what I wanted
to
know.
Well, that doesn't matter. Let's just assume this happens. And it's possible this was all just, you know, show related stuff.
Right.
Her running out of content. Right. So.
Yeah, because now that Josh is out of the picture, nobody's going to be around to pay for her apartment any longer. So how, and she has no job. So how is she going to pay for anything, much less IVF or artificial insemination? It's not happening. Yeah. I didn't know or remember that she'd had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm.
I didn't put it on the list, but you'd said something about her four marriages. I think you thought they were closer, but maybe there was a date wrong.
Yeah, there was a typo in the story.
Yeah. What? Stories aren't all real? Natalie. She is something else. I would like this. I want a Netflix series of Natalie tracking down the guy from that letter. Yeah, I just think it's
Stalker 101.
What's his face from The Office? Kevin, right?
It's yes. Kevin,
which is one of the funniest scenes in all of The Office, is Kevin when Jan had her baby.
Yep.
And he donated at that place.
That was so funny.
It was something in a strip mall next to the drugstore.
Uh-huh.
It was a high level place. Whatever.
He said, "Well, I donated there. Maybe it could be my baby.
If you want another one, we could do it.
Save you the money.
We could do it the old fashioned way.
Oh my gosh.
Brilliant. It's just funny. Really good. John's not as funny. You think John's My thought is this. John is moving to San Antonio to prove a point to everybody.
It seems like it. Because you know he's not ready for this.
Not a recipe for success.
No.
At all. I'm going to prove them wrong.
So you don't think I can do it? Well, I'll show you.
Watch me. I don't have any ties anywhere. I can just pack up and go.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing he's never packed up and left for, evidently, is love. But he's packed up for everything else and moved everywhere. They were down there. Austin, I think, is where they were. And they've lived in Dallas. They've been all over. I would say all over Texas. But there is no all over Texas.
That would be everywhere.
Because that would be big.
Because it's gigantic.
Yeah, it's massive. So you think no success for this, I'm assuming.
No.
He didn't say, I'm moving there for love. I'm moving there for you. I'm moving there to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The more I'm around Ruben, or we're around Ruben, the more I think he would probably be good for Debbie.
I do. I think he's a good match.
He is crazy enough
to pique her interest.
Yep. But stable enough, maybe.
To take care of her.
And to knock Julian off the trail.
Right.
Have you ever been in any trouble with the law?
That's funny.
He would have already known. Like, he's calm, but chaotic all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's just a fun dude.
He seems like it.
Yeah.
eccentric and fun like her.
Yeah, that would be it.
Two peas in a pod. Mm-hmm. I think they're perfect.
Yeah, it would be nice to see. Although, I have to imagine that you'd think that Debbie would drive Ruben the Cuban crazy after a while. No?
He did seem alarmed that she went to Morocco for a 28-year-old.
It's possibly.
A 24-year-old or whatever he was.
I mean, with the cameras, wouldn't you know? I say this all the time. Wouldn't you go back and watch? Or the other season was so far behind that it hadn't aired yet?
It's possible. Anything's possible with this show.
Yeah. He could just be faking it, too. Maybe he's an amateur actor at the same time. We're going to talk about Diaries, and half of Diaries is really the other half of our inside scoop, because most of who we saw on Diaries actually has inside scoop this week. So we're going to talk about that.
Oddly.
And kind of all of it in one big pile when we come back. So subscribe. It's there. If you don't subscribe, you will hear us tomorrow night talk about the 90 Day Tell-All. Yeah, tomorrow night. So stick around for all of that.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple.
By subscribing to our Patreon.
Or by subscribing to our Supercast.
For $3.99 a month.
Where you can hear us talk about reality shows.
Real life and more on our podcasts.
Covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.